The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlaha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Daf kuf samech vav. Today's daf is being studied le'el nishmat Abraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem, Tenichenu began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Kuf Samechei Amud Bet, and we start from the Mishnah. Katuv bo zuzin mea, de'inun salain esrin. We have a contradiction in the shtar. It's written zuzin mea, 100 zuzin, which is 20 silaim. Now really, 100 zuz is 25 silaim. So there's a contradiction. Or the 100 zuz, that's 20. So which number do you take? En lo ela esrim zuzim. You go with the smaller amount. Esrim. I'm sorry, esrim, period. Zuzim ve'a de'inun teltin silaim. It's reverse. He writes 100 zuzim, which is 30 silaim. 30 silaim is more. You go with the smaller amount. So that's the rule in the Shtar. That whenever you have a contradiction in the numbers, you go with smaller, the smaller shi'ud. Kesef zuzin de'inun. It says, kesef zuzin, but it doesn't say the number. It's kesef zuzin, v'nimhak. And the number is erased. En pahot mishtayim. So the minimum of zuzim is
plural.
Plural is two. Kesef sila'im de'inun. Same thing by sila'im. It says plural. V'nimhak. En pachot mishtayim. It's also minimum is two. Berkonot. Same thing. It's a different type of denomination. De'inun, which is plural. V'nimhak. En pachot mishtayim. So all those are the same cases. Katuv bo milemala mane umilemata matayim. Now we're talking about two parts of the shtar, the top part and the bottom part. The top part says 100, the bottom says 200. Milemala matayim, or on the top it says 200 umilemata mane, and on the bottom it says 100. Hakol holech achar hatachton. Rule. Everything goes according to the bottom line. Imken, lama kotim et ha'alyon. So what do you have to write at the top? Just write all the information on the bottom. She'im temahek ot achat min ha'tachton yilamed min ha'alyon. Because if something gets erased from the bottom or from the top, you'll be able to learn it from the bottom. I'm sorry, from the top. If the bottom gets erased, you don't know what it says, you could relearn it from what's said on the top. Let's read the Rashbam. Katuv bo b'shtar malve zuzim mea de'inun 20 sila'im lava ploni meploni v'afal pi she'mea zuze harehen chafhe sila'im en malve ela chaf zuzin diyad ba'al ha'shtar al ha'tachtona. That's the rule. The guy that's holding the shtar, that's trying to take money out, his hand is on the bottom. Because hamotzi mechavero, alav ra'aya. You want to tell me it's 100? Prove it to me. It says only 20. Hamotzi mechavero alav ra'aya. V'sheme kach pirish. So why did he write 120? So he says me'az zuzim giru'im v'hasirim she'enam sheve elachav sila'im. Maybe what he meant to say is 100 zuz that are bad quality that only equal 20 sila'im. That's why he wrote 120. Eno ela mane. That's the case of 100 zuz and 30. Eno ela mane mea zuzim. Sheyesh tefaresh kach zuzim mea de'inun taltin sila'im kalim She'enam shavim ela chafes sila'im. The Yad Ba'al Ashtar HaTachtona. In that case, he means to say, 30 sila'im that are light, that are only worth 100. So therefore he pays 100. Okay. Let's go to the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Braita. Amar Kesef. If it says in the Shtar, Kesef, En Pahot Midinar Kesef. So the minimum is 1 dinar. Kesef, dinar Kesef. Kesef Dinarin, if it's plural, Kesef Dinarin, V'dinarin Kesef, or Dinarin Kesef, En Pahot Mishne Dinarin Kesef. Good. So the minimum is 2. Kesef bedinrin. If it language is silver, bedinrin. En pachot mebishne dinrin dehav kesef. You pay silver in the amount of 2 gold coins. 2 gold coins of silver. The amount of 2 gold coins in silver. That's kesef bedinrin. Okay? Amar mor, kesef, en pachot medinar kesef. You just told me that when it says kesef, minimum kesef is 1 dinar. Ve'ema naska, maybe it's naska. What's naska? Naska is a piece of silver. It's not a coin. It's a piece, which means it's less than a dinar. Dinar at least is a coin. Naska is just like a piece of silver. Who told you when it says kesef, that kesef means dinar. Maybe it means naska. Amar Rabbi Elazar, dichtiv be matbeya. Because it says in the Mishnah, matbeya kesef. It's got to be a coin. Ve'ema priti. Maybe it's priti. Maybe it's piruta. Who told you a dinar, which is more expensive? Maybe it's referring to a piruta. Amar papa. Be'atra de lo sagi pirite de kaspa. He's talking about a place where they don't use perutot. Uh-huh. Perutot are too insignificant. They don't use perutot, so therefore it's referring to a dinar. Mm. Okay, continue. Tanu Rabbanan. Dehav. If it says in the shtar, dehav. What's dehav?
Gold.
En pahot medinar zahav. Dehav. It's 1 gold coin. Dinrin. What they have dinrin, the dinrin they have, and pachot mishte dinrin they have. Minimum is 2. They have bedinrin, and pachot mishte dinrin kesef they have. Which means, then you use a gold coin that's worth 2 silver coins. They have dinrin, a gold coin that's worth 2 silver. Amar Mor, we go back to analyze. Dehav en pachot medinar dehav. We say dehav, it means 1 coin. Ema naska, same question. Maybe it's just referring to a piece of zahav. Amar bi Eliezer, dechatav matbeya. Because it says in the shtar, matbeya, a coin. Ve'ema pirite, same question. Maybe it's talking to a Piruta. Piriti de dehava lo avde inche.
Right.
A person doesn't make piriti de dehava. He don't make a coin of piruta made out of gold. Zahav bedinrin. What we say? Zahav bedinrin. En pachot bebishde dinrin kesef. Zahav. So he said, "En pachot mebeshte dinre kesef zahav," which means what? One gold coin that's worth at least 2 silver. Ve'ema dahava pericha bitre dinre dahava kamar. Who told you it means 2 silver coins? Maybe it's dahava pircha. Dahava pircha is a broken piece of gold that's worth 2 dinarim.
gold.
Who told you it's one that's equal to silver? Maybe it's a piece of gold that's worth two gold.
Gold. Right. Fragment of gold.
Fragment of gold that's equal to two dirhams of gold. Why you tell me silver, gold that's worth two silver? Maybe it's a fragment of gold that's worth two gold. As Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Yad Ba'al Ashtar Ala Tahtona. Because the rule is, the guy that produces the shtar, his hand is on the bottom. Which means what?
Which
means you get the less amount. Instead of explaining it the higher amount, meaning two gold coins, I explain it two silver. Because I have a sefek what it means. You want to prove me that it's more? So they've explained it to the lover. So comes the Gemara and says, okay. Let's just get the right text over here, because there's a text. Okay, look at the Masoret HaShas. You see Ihachi over here. Ihachi, Rishana Meh. If that's the case, if Yad Ba'al Ashtar Al Tahtona, so the Risha also, the first case. What's the first case? Look at the Rashbam. Fourth line. Ben De'idach Braita Kamaita. Diktani Kesef B'dinrin. How do you explain kesef b'dinrin? En pachom nebeshte dinrin behava kesef. You told me that kesef dinrin means that what? It's
two gold and silver.
Correct. Which means it's a silver coin that's worth two gold. Kesef dinrin. It's silver. How much silver? Worth two gold. Why? Nema yad ba'al ashtar. Why don't you say yad ashtar atachtona? Maybe it's silver and silver. Mm-hmm. Maybe then it's gold, it's silver pieces, in the shiur of two silver coins. Who told you to learn high? Dinrin kesef. You're explaining dinrin kesef. What's dinrin kesef? You're explaining it. A silver coin that's worth two gold. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. Doesn't say anything. Maybe it means a piece of silver that's worth two silver. Uben dehach matnita diktani dehav dinrin v'dinrin zahav en pa'ot mishadin zahav nema en pa'ot mishavet dinrin kesef zahav. In all the cases, when it says dinrin zahav, maybe it's all referring to silver. Who told you to explain it? A gold coin that's worth two silver. Maybe it's all silver coins. Why are you explaining it to gold? No, v'dinrin dehav. I explain en pachot mishted dinin zahav. You told me it's two silver, two gold. Nema en pachot mishave shted dinin kesef zahav. Maybe it's shted dinin of kesef worth of gold, but maybe it's silver. Who told you to learn it that you have to pay in gold? If you had ba'al ashtar al tahtona, why are you learning these cases? L'humra. So Yamara says, Amar Rav Asher. That is the answer. Resha dichtiv dinre. Sefa dichatav dinrin. Big hiddush over here. There's a difference between the word dinar and the word dinrin. Look at Rashbam. Resha dichatav dinre. Temashma dinre zahav. Aval dinarin stam mashma shel kesef. Answer. When it says the word dinar alone, Zahav. Dinar is gold.
Zahav.
When it says dinrin, dinrin is silver. So therefore we're going to make a hiluk. When the shtar said dinar, I got to go with the gold. When the shtar said dinrin, then you go with the silver. That's the hiluk. So the Gemara says, Umina timra, teshani bin dinre le dinrin. Who told you? That there's a haluk between dinar and dinrin. Do you see a haluk like this? Where do you see it? Netanya.
Baruch atah
Adonai
Eloheinu melech
haolam shekol kolo baruch. Amen.
We have a braita. Very interesting braita. Ha'isha. Shehayu aleha safek hamesh ledot. You have a lady. she has on her safek, maybe she gave birth five times. How does she have a safek? Did she give birth or not? You'll see. Safek hamez zivot. We know a lady, if she sees certain times of the month, excretion from her body, she can become a zava. That's the 11 days between Hanida. Hanida is 7 days. In the 11 days after she sees Nida, in those 11 days, whatever she sees, it's possible she can become a zava. Mm-hmm. However, this lady, she's sefik, she lost count. She doesn't know if she's zava or Nida. So she's called sefik hamesh zivot. So it says, Mivi'a korban ahat. She brings one korban. Because a lady that gives birth has to bring a korban in order to allow it to become permissible to eat korbanot kadashim. Ve'ochel bizbachim. Ve'en hashar aleha chova. And the other four that she's safek on, she gave birth or not, she doesn't have to give. She only has to bring one korban to cover all the five safekot. Look at the Rashbam. Ditnam. Bishili perikama dekeritut. Ha'isha sheyesh aleha safek hamesh ledot. Hamesh pa'amim hepila. Five times she had a miscarriage. Safek ruach, safek balad. She didn't know if it was an empty sack or maybe there was a baby in there. She doesn't know. If it's an empty sack, it's nothing. If it's a baby in there, she's teme'a. This happened five times. Safek hamesh zivot. Kegon mekulkelet leminyana. She forgot her numbers. She doesn't know what. Is it the 7? Is it the 11? Vera'ata hamisha chodashim shelosha yamim ritzufim bechol chodesh. To become a zava gedola, she has to see 3 days in a row. However, sefek bimei nida, sefek betoch achad asar yom sheben nida lenida, shem yemei ziva. V'chayimim bekorban. She's a sefeka. Mivi'a korban echad. Litaher mitum'ata. In order to purify herself from the Tum'ah, there is one Korban. What's the Korban? Tor le'ola ve'tor le'hatat. One bird for Ola and one bird for Hatat. Ve'enu ne'ekal. But no one can eat this. The Hatat of Ba'al Safek. Ve'enu ne'ekal. Kedanaf kalam emanitin Rabbi Yosef. So the Hatat that's coming on a Safek, how do they slaughter the bird? The nail. It's not a regular shechita. The only time the Kohen can eat such a korban is when it's vadai. Then milikah is matir. But in this case over here, it's a safek. So therefore, you can't eat such a korban that you made milikah on, because it's not really considered a shechita. Because it's safek. So what do you do with it? You bury it. Now, the ein hashar aleha chodesh, the other four, she's covered. She doesn't have to bring them. Shebekoshi yetiru lavi hatat off ala safek kedei latara mesafek tumata. Even one is a big hetir to bring us. We really don't want to bring a off on a safek. So one, okay, bring. But the other four, no. Mishum dahi hatat azla lekbura. Because the first hatat, what are we doing with it? We're burying it. Vechivan de metahara bekorban echad. As long as she brings one korban, she's tehora. Kedamim masiket keditut. Deyomaya dumya deisha teme'a. Like, let's say a case of a lady that was teme'a. Demechay ba hamesh tebilot. She's hayav to go to mikveh five times. All she got to do is go to mikveh once, and the mikveh covers it for the five times. But bila achat mitaheret. So similarly, when she's hayevet five, misafik, the deen is what? Let her bring one, and the other four. Now, continue the statement. Hayu aleha hamesh ledot vadaot.
Oh, reverse case.
Sure. She's hayav five for sure. She gave birth five times. Hamesh zivot vadaot. Mivi'a korban echad. Once she brings one korban, she's permitted to eat already korbanot.
Later on,
she's hayavet to bring four more because she's hayav. She knows, yeah. We don't just say one covers everything. In this case, bring him. Okay, she waited. Look at the Rashba. The shaar aliyah chova ugon sheyalda leachar milut. Okay, it's talking about she gave birth, let's say, after the days of Tahara Pest. For a boy, it's, let's say, 33 days, and for a girl, it's 66 days. Okay, so you have to give cases over there where he was talking after that time. Now,
we'll get to it.
Yes, you'll see. So comes Gemara and says, Ma'ase, get to the story. Ma'ase ba'amdu kinim Yerushalayim b'dinei zahav. What happened? The price of birds went up. In Jerusalem, they started charging for birds. Adina Zahav. It's expensive. Amar Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Ha'ma'on hazeh. He swore on the Beit HaMikdash. Ma'on is the Beit HaMikdash. Im alina layla. I'm not going to sleep tonight. Ad shiyu bedinrin. Until it goes down to dinrin. What's dinrin? Silver. So you see, right away from the story, that dinar and dinrin are different terminologies. Uh-huh. How is he gonna cause the price to go down? He's gonna say a halakha. Based on the halakha, he's gonna say he's gonna cause the price to go down. What halakha did he say? Nechdas lebed vilimed, and he taught the following halakha. Ha'isha shayu aleha hamesh ledot vadaot, hamesh zivot vadaot, mevi'a korban echad. ואוכל בזברים ואין השאר עליה חומה. He gave a halakha and said, you know what, even if she has five vadais, she only has to bring one, and the other four are voluntary. So what happened? There was no market. The demand now became less. So the Gemara says, ועמדו כנים בו ביום ברעבתיים, which means the birds went down. The Rashbam says, a quarter of a dinar. Shte turin berova dinar. Which means two birds ended up costing a quarter of a dinar. Dehainu memchet perutot, the katsa perutot. Okay, explains the whole item over there. But what do you see from the story? You see from the story that there's a difference between dinar and dinarin. So the shtar, when a guy writes dinar, he explains it as gold. When he writes the shtar dinarin, he explains it as silver. Okay, continue the Gemara. Beautiful. Comes the Gemara, continues. Tanur Rabbanan. We have a braita. Yilmad ha-tachton min ha-alyon be'ot achat, aba lo b'shte otiyot. What did we say? Let's say the bottom line was erased a little. So we said, no problem. Learn the bottom line from what's written
top.
On the top. But you only learn the bottom from the top on an error of one letter difference. Right. On a mistake of two letters, it's too big of a mistake. Gemara gives an example. Kegon. Hanan mehanani. On the bottom it says Hanan. On the top it says Hanani. So, how many letters are you missing? Two?
One. Sorry.
Right? Hanan mehanani. That's one letter. Instead of Hanan, the yud is extra. So therefore what? If it's such a mistake, you could say, yeah, the Sofer made a mistake. So therefore, even though on the bottom it says one name, on the top it says another name, you could assume the top is the real name. Maybe I could argue it's a different guy. Maybe it says Hanani on top, it says Hanan on the bottom. Maybe it's two different people. Maybe this guy that's calling himself Hanani, the guy retracted. No. Hanani and Hanan, it's one letter difference, no problem. The Anan me Anani. Same thing, Anan and Anani. One letter difference. It's okay. So the Gemara asks, "My shena shte otiyot delo." You're telling me two letters is a problem. Dilma mitrame shem ben arba. Otiyot. Because maybe you can have a case where the guy's name was a four-letter name. Okay. Vahavile palge dishma. And now two letters is half the name of a four-letter name. And therefore we say that's a big mistake. And therefore, just like it's possible, you could have a four-letter name, and now it's two letters, which is a lot, a big mistake. And therefore, you assume that such a big mistake, it's probably a different person. Similarly, just like you can go from a name of four to two, Iyache ot achat namer, dilma mitremesh shem ben shte otiyot, vaavale palga dishma. I can have a name of two otiyot, and making a mistake will be half the name, even in one letter, which means if your ratio was half the name, so if I went from four to two, I could also go from two to one. So why are you telling me now? If it's only one letter difference, you assume it's the same guy. Why? When it came to two letter difference, it's half the name. So making a mistake in one letter could also be half the name. Exactly. So comes the Gemara and says, Ela shte otiyot hainu ta'ama. You know why two letters is a problem? Not because we're worried two to four. Dilma mitrame shem ben shalosh otiyot vehave le ruba dishma. That's the case. I'm worried about that. You can have a name of three letters, and if you're going to make a mistake by two letters, that's rov of the name, which means from three, and you're going to make a mistake to two, two letters are going to be wrong, so therefore rov of the name is pam, but half would be okay. Yeah. 2 to 1 would be okay, because that's only half. The problem that you're concerned about making a mistake with two letters is that maybe there's going to be a name of three letters, and you're going to make a mistake in two letters. And therefore, it's not half the name. It's half of the name. But half would be okay. So I'm not worried about 2 to 1. Because at most, you got half the name wrong. So fair, we'll be okay with that. But once already you're going to make a mistake in two letters, I don't care. Once it's two letters, I don't care if it's 2 out of 5 anymore now. That's the magic number. Once the Hakim said two letters, if there's a discrepancy between the top and the bottom, so now already you can't use the start. Now you can't say, we'll go what it says on top. No. Now already, if it's a discrepancy like that, we assume it's a different person. Look at the Rashbam. Havi le ruba dishma. Dichu lehai vadai lo yalfinan me'alyon. Sheshte otiyot lo chisir ha-sofer. V'yinaten ha-mamon le-mi sheshmo ken. Kmo shekatu b'dahton. In such a mistake, you give it to the guy's name on the bottom. Because when you made such a mistake of two letters, you say for sure that there was a change over here. If the guy's name on top is really not the guy, it's the guy's name that's on the bottom. But one letter difference, we're not going to make a big deal.
It's still valid.
The last line can't bring a chidush.
Oh, you're saying very good. So you have to say it's the second or last line. Very good. Okay. You have to, very good point. You're saying it has to be a line before the last line. Correct. Comes the Gemara and says, okay, beautiful. Comes the Gemara and says, some more discrepancies. Amara Papa Peshita Sefel Milemala the Kefel Milemata. On the top of the shtar, he wrote the word Sefel. What's Sefel?
Basket.
A bucket, a basket. Meaning he gave as a collateral to somebody. He gave him a basket. A safal. The Kefel Milemala. Or Milemata. What's Kefel?
A garment, like
something that talit. You fold. Talit. So make up your mind now. So the guy is coming along and saying, it's a kefil. Talit's more expensive than a basket. Give me my basket. Give me my talit back. What talit back? It was only a basket. So what do you follow? The top or the bottom? Akolo lecha hara tahto. You follow what it says on the bottom of the star. Ba'ira papa. Kefil milemala, reverse case. It says talet on top, vesefil milemata, mai. Well, what's the sefer? You should go to the bottom. No, watch. Mi hayshinan lizvuv or lo? Do you suspect to a bee or not? What do you mean a bee? Look at Rashbam. When the ink is still wet, the fly is going to land on it.
A physical bee.
Look at Rashbam. Shechiser raglea shel kof. On the bottom, what does it say on the top? On the top it says kefil.
Okay?
Erased.
On the bottom it says, Sefer. Now, the way the Kuf is written, could be the bug
landed
on the wet ink. And it made from the Kuf, it made it into a circle. So it looks like a Samech.
Wow.
So really, I have to say in that case, it's Kefir. You have to hashish that the bug came. Shehiser aglea shil Kuf, which means it cut the leg off a little. Yeah, it cut the leg off a little. Now you made it like a Samech. Then I see Samech. Ubehainami yilmad me'alyon. So in that case, maybe learn from the top. The top says Kefir. The bottom that says Sif is only because the bug went on it and changed the letter. Yamara says Tiku. Okay, after the other, for the Awa Navi.
Give it, Rashbam said to give the...
What's the bug going to do? The base can change it to a Kuf. It can extend it, it can only erase it. That's exactly the answer. You're only concerned that the bug is going to take a little of the ink away. So the Kuf will look like a Samech. But now there's an Ed. Now there's an Ed to make it look.
Pull it.
No. They weren't hashish.
But maybe between the Kuf, you still have a piece of...
He closed it. He closed it up.
The script could also be...
When he took it off, he closed it.
Oh,
you have to say. No.
The fly.
The unopening.
It worked. Yeah, you have a piece of a Kuf. So we say
it's very easy. It's very easy to take
it. It worked.
A Kuf is very... It's closed almost like a Samech, by the way.
The
Kuf.
Like
that. The top.
Look at Rashi, for example.
The top is a drop open.
Sorry,
Rabbi, print the handwriting script just like Rashi had a different script. They could have had a different script compared to what we see in the Torah back then.
No, it's the same. It's the same man that we have. Look at the Kuf. You'll see what they did. Yeah, look at the Kuf. It can look like a Samech, close to a Samech. It's close enough to say, this looks like a Samech. You know what? Maybe I don't know what it is. Look at the top. Top says, top says Kefil. Top says Kefil. I said, over here, really, it was a Kuf. I want to say it's a Kuf.
Right.
I don't want to say it's a Samech. I want to say it's a Kuf. I want to say the bug came and played around. Look at look.
Made the leg.
It looks like it could be a Kuf because they're just missing a leg. If it has a leg, it'll be exactly a Kuf. Do I say that or not? Kamash malah tiku. The Gemara says to say that one. Now look at the Rashbam tiku. Okay, what are you doing at tiku like right. This? The burden of proof is on you. You want to say it was a talet? I say it's a
bucket.
You prove me that it was a talet. Now. Now, normally we have a general rule. It's a sefek over here. But it's not really a sefek. That which we say, mamona mutal besefek, yahloku, is a case where we don't know who the mamon belongs to, let's say. We have a sefek, like the Rashbam says. Which means, certain times, even the Beit Din doesn't know. It's a Safek in the Deen. You can go this way, you can go that way. So we say, because the Deen itself isn't Safek. Certain Deen, it's not clear, what do you do? But this case over is different. This case, you don't know the Mitziut. It's not a Safek, something happened over here. It's either Kefil or it's Sefil. In this case, over here, I'm saying Sefer. I owe you Sefer. You're coming and say, no, you owe me Kefir. In such a case over there, where nobody knows, there's no way to figure it out. It's just a regular Safek. About kol makom she'alta alaka betiku, hu'il ve'en ad-dayanim yod'im lefsok et ad-din. Which means, nobody knows, it's not a Safek in the Deen over here. We don't even know what to say. In that case over there, Amutzi Mechavero, Alav Ra'ayah. And therefore the Deen is, prove it. Gemara says another case. Hahu Dava Katab Be Shit Me'a Vizuza. What did it say in the Shtar? 600 plus a Zuz. What does that mean, 600 plus a Zuz? So Gemara says, V'shalcha Rav Sh'Rav Yakamed Avayeh. Shit me'ah istiri vizuza. Does it mean 600 istiri plus a zuz? Odilma shit me'ah pirite vizuza. Which is, what is the 600 denomination? Is it an expensive istiri or is it cheap? Peruta. Amale dal pirite. Forget about perutot. De lo kativ bishtara da asuke miskan lehu. Which means a person doesn't write such a big number, 600 pirutot. It's too big of a number. Like, you're not going to write in the shtar 600 pennies. You'll write $6.
Right.
There's a way to asuke miskan, you'll summarize it. Look at the bottom, Rashbam. Sumchim otam bedinarim. You'll round it off to dinarim. Bimkom katsav pirutot kotnim dinar. Which means there's 182 pirutot in a dinar. So you're not going to write 600 pirutot. You'll write 3 dinarim. So therefore, for sure, it's not pirutot. Umashve lehu zuze. Oh. My amart. So what do you want to say then? Shit me'a istiri vizuza. So you want to say it's 600 silaim plus a zuz. It's a high amount. Yad ba'al ashtar ala tahtona. Prove it. You want to take the money out of me?
Sure.
I say it's pirutot. You want to say, no, it's silaim. Yad ba'al ashtar ala tahtona. Look at the top lashbam. Velet le'ela istered de'inun kol istira palga de'zuza. V'nir'eli, this is the one. Zuze yekabel. Rashbam, he accepts zuzim. The istirehav isila'im. And therefore he gets the smaller amount. Okay, that's that.
So he gets the 600 pennies.
You're right. Normally a guy doesn't write like that.
Why 600 zuz?
600?
Zuz.
And the eli de zuze yekabel. Yeah. Because he's not going to write pirutot. Pirutot is off the chart. Because the guy doesn't like that. So either he's a zuz or istiri. Istiri is more expensive. Istiri is silaim. It's four. It's more expensive. So therefore, give him zuzim. Pirutot, we erased.
We're not going with the top half of Shmuel?
No, that's he rejects it. He goes according to Shita bin Ali. So it's a choice between zuzim and silaim. Give him zuzim. Right. Take out pirutot and it's just between
zuzim. That's why he gets the
Easter one. Correct. Baruch Adonai.